This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Jay Har, which is a special edition of the Amazing Mental on my podcast. And my special guest is Gil Hodges, Jr. Mr. Hodges, Gil, December 5th, 2021, your dad's name comes up again on the Golden Days Era Committee. What kind of anticipation did your family have going forward to look at that date?
Excitement, as always. You know, we've been through this for a couple decades now, so try to keep it somewhat level-keyed and not let the emotions run too far in either direction. But some good feelings going on right now.
Tom Verducci told me a story, which I think you're aware of. I just want to make it really public. A while back, your dad was actually voted into the Hall of Fame. Roy Campanella, who was not at the meeting, was in the hospital, and his vote was discounted because he was not at the meeting. I mean, it's been disappointed before, but how much of a disappointment was that particular incident?
It was probably one of the worst, knowing that Roy was the 12th and deciding vote. And for whatever reasons, the vote was not counted because he wasn't there in person. I think there are a lot of underlying things involved in that. Nothing that I really want to get into, but
no, I hear you.
It is what it is. And we need to get 12 this time. That's the most important.
Yeah, I mean, in addition to that, one time, three times your dad was over 60% of the vote. And he's the only player on a writer's ballot to have 60% three times and never got in. Well, hopefully this is the time. Yeah, let's talk about, you know, your dad's statistics are self-evident. You know, 370 home runs, gold gloves, RBIs, all-star team, etc. But, you know, to get into the Hall of Fame, there's a little word called character. Do you think that sometimes gets neglected when people look at the stats going backward?
I don't think they realize or are aware of Dad's character, the impression that he's left on not only his players, but people who were fortunate enough to have met him, read about him. I spoke to a gentleman the other day who visited Dad in the hospital in 1959 in Los Angeles when he was 13 years old. Dad made a slide into second, hurt his knee, carried him off the field, had to get operated on. This young man was such a fan of Dad that he got his mother to drive him to the hospital and visit him. Went into the room, shook his hand, couldn't believe that he was actually talking to him. Fast forward a couple of years, this man had some surgery, young boy had some surgery on his legs. His mom sent a letter to the Dodgers letting Dad know, and Dad sent him an autographed baseball from the team.
That's great.
And this young man is now 76 and has never forgotten it.
Yeah, next year is the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson coming into the major league with the Dodgers, and let's talk a little bit about what the relationship between your family and the Robinson. You know, Jackie is quoted as saying, the next to my son's death, the saddest day of my life was when the day Gil Hodges died. Talk about your relationship, you know, with the Robinson family.
Dad and Jackie had such a respect for each other. Not only as baseball players, as professionals, but as for human beings. I don't think people can ever comprehend what Jackie went through every single day in every single ballpark. Dad was instrumental in not making it as bad as it could have been. A lot more fights would have occurred if those people would have had to go past first base to get to Jackie. It sort of stopped right at first base.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And is it true that your mom, Joan, used to shop for the Robinsons because at that time, you know, Vero Beach was a segregated city?
Absolutely. Yep. And mom helped Rachel become friends with the other players' wives. You know, mom's an Italian girl from Brooklyn, New York, who felt that everyone was equal. There was no color barrier. She was one of the wives of the ballplayers. And brought her in to the other wives and said, hey, listen, we're all in this together. Our husbands do the same job. And helped Rachel a lot.
Vince Scully told me a story once that the Dodgers were in St. Louis and they threw beer cans at Jackie. And Gil purposely went over to stand beside him as some of the beer cans were thrown. Was that typical of the relationship that your dad and Jackie had?
Absolutely, absolutely. I can't tell you the amount of times that there was so much verbal bickering between the opposing runner who got to first base and Jackie, who played second for quite a while. And the unfortunate thing for whoever the player was, he never got to get off first base to get to Jackie because he had to go through Dad.
And, you know, and that part of the history, I mean, really hasn't been talked about a lot. I mean, you know, all due respect, Pee Wee Reese would give it credit for taking care of the other side of the infield. But I guess your dad never looked for any credit, did stuff behind the scenes. And would you think that a lot of people don't really know the part that your dad played in?
Absolutely. With Pee Wee being the captain, that was more or less the one who you figured would do it. But the reality of it is that Dad never talked about it. He just had so much respect and admiration for Jackie as an individual and a player that he became his protector. And Dad was a pretty big guy, especially, you know, back then. At 6'1", 210, a lot of people didn't want to play around with him, especially coming from a coal mining family.
Yeah, Gil, let's talk a little bit about you not wanting to brag. Your dad played one game in the majors in 1943. He was 19, then went to enlisted in the Marines, fought in the Battle of Okinawa, you know, got a medal. And why don't you tell the people how you found out he got a medal?
Well, that was one of the things that was really funny because I used to ask Dad what he did during the war. And he always said he just sat behind the desk. And one day he's on a road trip and the phone rings at home and I get the phone and it's a reporter. And I said, no, Dad's not home. He's on a road trip. He said, okay, I'd like to speak to him, you know, when he gets back and talk to him about the bronze medal that he won. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, yeah, no, your dad won a medal in the Battle of Tinian where, you know, he saved countless lives under immense fire from the Japanese. And I was like, okay, I'll make sure that I let him know. When he came home, I was like taken aback that he would never talk about it. And I said, Dad, you won a medal? You won a bronze star in the Marine Corps as a sergeant? And you never, he said, I don't want to talk about it. I basically just sat behind the desk. That's who he was. That's the way he was.
You know, let's talk about, you know, so he enlisted in the Army, he gets 370 home runs. Let's talk about as a player now, over 1,000 RBIs, all these awards. Needless to say that, you know, at that time, if he had wanted to, you know, to keep playing, he probably could have got to the majors earlier and the totals would have been increased.
Absolutely. Especially when you're young, you know, 21, 22, 23.
And he decided, did he ever talk about why he enlisted?
He had a strong, Jay, he was very, very strong in his beliefs about his God, his country, and his family. And he just thought it was the right thing to do, to serve and protect your country. You know, being born in Indiana and raised there, it was something that he just believed that he needed to do, you know, as the right for his mom and dad, brother and sister, to have the freedom that they had.
I had the honor to speak to Vince Scully a month or two ago, and he had a great quote, and somebody asked him, who is the best Dodger who he ever saw play? And he said, listen, I don't want to name one specific guy, but let me tell you this, as far as being the well-rounded Dodger who competed on the field and what he did for the community, Gil Hodges was the guy. So he didn't really say wow. He was the best guy, but he implied that, you know, all things considered, that Gil was the top of his list. Gil, how old were you when your dad died in 1972?
I was 22 years old.
Oh, yeah. So do you remember when they talk about the funeral? I mean, thousands of people came.
Thousands of people at Our Lady Help of Christians in Brooklyn, New York, which was our local parish. And that's where, you know, we kept the church. The pastor said we need to keep the church open as late as possible until everyone gets to walk by the casket. And thousands of people. And that's where Howard Cosell came and took me out and said, come outside and put me in the car. And in the back seat was Jackie, who was hysterical crying, and just gave me a hug and a kiss. And that's when he made that comment that, you know, next to his son's passing, this is the worst day of my life.
Right, right. And is it true, you know, kind of fitting too, again, jumping around to the baseball part of it, when they won the seventh game in 1955, the Dodgers, that your dad drove in both runs. He always had a knack at getting the key hit at the key time, and probably none more key than the seventh game against the Yankees.
And Johnny Padres pitched the shutout 2-0. Dad knocked in both the runs. And it was the Dodgers' really only World Series title, you know, after competing against the Yankees for year after year in Brooklyn.
You told me a story about his feeling for people. I hope I got it right. He went to a funeral in Brooklyn. On the way out, he saw a widower walking by herself, and he beckoned her, said, could I help you, ma'am? And he proceeded to drive the woman home, which is an hour out of the way.
Yeah, absolutely, Jay, without question. A quick story. One time, I had just gotten my driver's license, come up to a stop sign, and you could only make a right. Being young, I made the left. And I got pulled over instantly by a motorcycle policeman, who in Brooklyn, the motorcycle division is very difficult, very strict. And the policeman pulled me over, came to the window, said, license or registration. I handed him my license or registration. He went back to the motorcycle, did what he had to do, came back a few seconds later and took the license and registration and actually threw it at me. And I said, really? Officer, what happened? You know, I thought I was going to jail. I said, officer, what happened? He said, you're his son, aren't you? And I said, Gil Hodges? Yes, sir, I'm his son. He said, let me tell you something. A couple weeks ago in the snowstorm, my mother had a flat tire. Your father pulled off the side of the road and changed the tire for her. How am I going to give you a ticket?
Oh,
and I've
great.
Never let anyone go in 12 years on the job.
Yeah. Again, let me talk a little bit as a manager. You know, he died 47 years old, 1972. You know, his playing career was cut short by the war, and his managing career was cut short by his untimely death. And I must have spoken to, maybe right now, there's 15, 16, 17 survivors from 1969, and to a man, they all say the same thing. Number one, the Mets wouldn't have won in 69 without Gil. And number two, there would at least been another one or two world championships in the upcoming years. I mean, so in a way that, you know, his career was cut short because of the war, Manji's career was cut short because of his untimely death. And, you know, if things had worked out differently, his resume would have been so much better and it wouldn't be a doubt now, but he should be in the Hall of Fame by now. You agree?
I agree 100%. But unfortunately, those are the things that transpired and we can't change them. I think what people have to remember is the, one of the criteria for the Hall of Fame is just not statistics, it's character. And here we are almost 50 years after his passing, and we're still talking about him. There's a bridge in Indiana named after him. There's a bridge in Brooklyn named after him. There's a school in Brooklyn. The PS193 is named the Gil Hodges School. If that doesn't tell you about character, Jay, then I really don't know what does.
What I know part of the thing is about everybody's pulling for this here. Your mom is 95 now. I mean, it would be great when she's still alive to be able to know that her husband finally has got inducted into the Hall of Fame. I mean, what would it mean to Joan, especially for her?
I think it would really mean the world. And what's become so more vital right now is they've changed the rules a little bit. So if this doesn't work and Dad doesn't go in now, it's 5 years till he comes up again, not right. The two. So she'll be in the three digits, you know, God willing. But I'm really hoping and praying that this time, you know, especially with the time frame from 1950 to 1969, that the committee looks at those statistics and compares him to the people in that era.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think, you know, he's got a good chance.
One of the writers told me his stats are very comparable to Tony Perez from the Big Red Machine is in there. He's a comparable player. And, you know, I mean, if you ask for the top five first basemen in baseball history, your dad certainly has to be in the top five. You know, again, going back to my polling of the 69 players, what was it do you think? I mean, they all said your dad was ahead of his game. With the platooning, with the five people in the outfield, with the shifts, with getting the pitches at the right time. What made him think, in your mind, was such a great manager?
He always looked forward. He never reacted to what was going on. You know, with a player on first base and his batter gets a base hit, as soon as he gets a base hit, the third base coach is instructed to look in the dugout. To already figure out what's going to happen when the next batter gets up while a play is unfolding in front of them. The players weren't happy with the platooning. Nobody was, because you didn't get to play all the time. But when they started to see the results that took place, everyone felt comfortable and important, and they realized how important their role was when they got the chance to use it.
I agree. You know what, Gil? Listen, thanks for your time. And let me say this for the Hodges family, the Mets fan base, the 69 players, the Mets community, we're all pulling December 5th. Hopefully the results will be great and your dad will take his rightful place in the Cooperstown in the Hall of Fame.
Jay, thank you very much. And thank you for the opportunity to do this. I really appreciate it.
All right, Gil, you be well and have a good holiday. Okay.
Thank you, Jay. You too. You and the family.
Okay. Bye.